service yardage of 251. For the Laker offense, leading the rushing attack was Dustin Katie, the quarterback. 14 carries, 75 yards, and one score for 35 yards out the last one. Brennan Wisner, 4 carries, but he made him count for 62 yards altogether, including a 62-yard score. Mauricio Diaz-Reyes, 3 carries, 12 yards for going out with an injury. And Terrence Dubes, 10 carries, 59 yards, and one touchdown. And Evan Shemka, 3 carries for 17 yards. Dave?
Clark, I chuckled a little bit at Brennan Wisner there. A carry for -1, a carry for 0, a carry for 1, and a carry for 62. So that helps the net average there, Clark. But again, it's just what I'm saying. It's just stay with these guys. Somebody's going to bust it loose, whether it be Katie, whether it be Wisner, whether it be Diaz-Reyes, whether it be Terrence Dubes. And actually, 3 of those 4 found the end zone tonight. So, you know, something that the other teams, sounds like Cass City, is going to have their hands full with next week is possibly 3-4 guys that could score at will for this Laker offense.
Dustin Katie did not throw an incomplete pass tonight. Well, because he only attempted one. It was caught by Ian Snyder for 21 yards. Brennan Wisner returned the only on special teams for 5 yards. Terrence Dubes, 3 punts for 83 yards altogether, averaging 27.6 yards per punt. Not bad when you consider the wind in this whole effort here.
Absolutely, and that last punt was a gem there for him, and that really, you know, changed field position for Lakers and really helped them get the advantage tonight.
47 yards was that last punt for Terrence Dubes, which pinned Sandusky back. As far as the penalties go, 4 penalties for Lakers offense, totaling 40 yards, 2 holds, 1 false start, and 1 chop block. For Lakers defense, leading the had 40 tackles on the night, 2 tackles for a loss, 1 sack, no tip passes or interceptions or forced fumbles, but 1 penalty for 15 yards, not too bad. Evan Shemka led the tackling efforts with 8, James Stork with 7, Terrence Dubes with 6, Taylor Fall with 4, and then Dustin Katie, Brennan Wisner, and Quinton Smith all with 2. Austin McCabe, he had 3 on the night, and Mauricio Diaz-Reyes with 1, as well as Brady Post and Seth Bowles. Tackles for a loss, Taylor Fall with 1 for 2 yards and Terrence Dubes for 1 yard. And the sack goes to Cole Binder for 3 yards on the loss and a personal foul for 15 yards for Lakers defense. It seems as the season progresses here, those penalties for Lakers has come down and down.
It has.
And they're utilizing the penalties that they're given.
They are taking advantage of situations that help them. 2 weeks in a row now, they've had 2 personal foul penalties go their way in a good way against the other team to help extend drives that actually ended up going for scores. So that's crucial, especially in the second half of football games.
For Sandusky, and there's 163 yards of rushing the ball tonight. Jacob Lisecki had 94 yards off of 20 carries. Chase Tucker, 13 carries for 55 yards. And Ray DeVault, 4 carries for 14 yards. And Joe Stone, 3 carries, no gain of a yard, and same situation for Matt Alexander on 1 carry. Jacob Lisecki was 0 for 2 in passing. No interceptions, though, both intended for Daniel Hale, and was not accurate at all, but you can blame the wind on that one. Special teams, Chase Tucker returned 1 for 28 yards, and that's about all there. Jacob Lisecki, though, 4 punts in the night for an average of 20 and a quarter per punt, had 1 inside the 20, and his long for the night was 30 yards. 3 false starts for Sandusky on offense for 15 yards. Sandusky's defense, let's see here, Wyatt Bradley, 9 tackles led the defense for Sandusky. And then we had Daniel Hale with 4, Trevor Willing and Courtney Colling with 3 apiece, Ray DeVault and Jacob Lisecki each with 2, then Justin Miller and Joe Stone, as well as Jared Sanderson and Brandon Potter each with 1 tackle apiece. Jacob Lisecki with 1 tackle for a loss and another unknown tackler for a tackle for a loss on the night. And 2 personal fouls for Sandusky on defense, which, of course, aided Sandusky's scoring drive of covered 99 yards.
Absolutely, Clark. I can't say enough about the freshman, 45, Wyatt Bradley. Very impressive and a guy that you can look forward to calling his name if you're a Sandusky fan in the future.
Dave Hansen, final thoughts from Lakers here tonight. As what we saw, a blustery night. The wind, the rain is still coming down. The snow is coming down. Everything else is coming down as we're trying to get our door shut here and not to come back over here in the booth. Kind of a crazy night as far as the weather goes, but when it came down to it, Lakers utilized what they had to do and found themselves in the end zone three times.
Well, we knew the excitement would be limited a little bit because some of these teams' playbooks are really going to be diminished. I was happy to see probably one of my favorite plays tonight was the pass play that Dustin Cady hit. I believe it was Ian Snyder for on fourth down and eight.
21
or something.
Yards.
Yeah, in a situation where I thought punting it there wasn't a bad idea. Even a 20-yard punt would have put them inside their own 20. But a great play, and again, a gutsy call. Coach Grabowskis has all the confidence in the world in these kids, and they are responding very well to it. Final thoughts, again, the rushing game, you know, Lakers' defense set the tone in this game. They shut them out and just kept giving the offense opportunities, and eventually Wisner had a big one, and that sort of set the tempo for the game. But my the absolute last thing, is the media roundtable, Clark. I'll let you touch up on that.
I know you're going there. One last thought here. As Mr. Hansen pulls out the big lead now by two over Paul Adams.
We know Paul's out there listening, too. He's gonna be mad the whole way home.
Dave Hansen picked the final score, Lakers 28-14, differential of 14. Paul Adams picked Lakers 28-16, differential of 12. Final differential, 18. So Dave Hansen goes home with a victory. That's his fourth on the season. Paul Adams with two. And Clark Ramsey on the board with one, entering into the second week of the postseason. Of course, tonight's winner, Lakers, goes on to take on Cass City. Cass City final.
Cass City's a final, Clark, 14-8.
Over Marlette in the other side of this district. So it'll be Lakers and Cass City taking to the field right here in Laker country this coming Friday at 7 p.m. We will have that game here on WLAW Sports. We'll have double coverage more than likely next week as Lakers and Cass City on Friday, and then Harbor Beach and Waterford, Our Lady of the Lakes playing on Saturday. Time to be determined. We'll confirm that tonight for you, and we'll have that tomorrow as Harbor Beach took out Sterling Heights Parkway Christian 61-0 in quite the fashion. Then Ithaca, final score over Bad Axe, 55-0 over the Bad Axe Hatchets. And then Peck over Weberville, 68-8, sometime in the third quarter.
It's still in the third quarter. Peck up big. And we haven't heard anything from the Kingston-Owen Gage game since early in that game when Kingston led 14-8. And we've got nothing on Deckerville as well yet. So we'll find that out for you.
So stay tuned to WLAW Sports throughout the weekend. And, of course, listen to The Strong Side on 7 p.m. on Sports Radio 102.1. As I just pushed the wrong number, to push the wrong button there. We'll find out. But tonight's game broadcast on WLAW Sports, Lakers against Sandusky. Lakers' final score, 18. And Sandusky shut out on the night in a very crazy night of weather here. Tonight's game, though, was brought to you by Thumb Siler, the talk of the thumb, Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick of Sebring, Ball Equipment of Sandusky in Richmond, Rainey's Hunting Center of Bad Axe, Moore Motor Sales of Caro, Agar Valley Services, DS Services Incorporated of Cass City, Michigan High School Athletic Association, B&D Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing, Signature Bank, Pigeon Telephone, Main Street Cafe, and Bakery, as well as Hardros Ben Franklin, Conic Radiator and Air Conditioning of Bad Axe, and Billikowski of Ameriprise, as well as the Pigeon IGA. Cellular and internet phone services for this broadcast are provided by the Talk of the Thumb on their 4G LTE network, now with the iPhone 6 and 6 Plus. That would be Thumb Cellular. Make the switch today. Clark Ramsey, Dave Hansen, Doug Cole, Caleb Carson back in the studio pushing all the buttons. We'll see you next time.
This election year, let your voice be heard. You have a choice. You can stay with a candidate from out of the area, or you can vote for the local.